coming up.
Our Maryland 3rd through 8th graders doing in math and English. I'm Matt Small.
Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. The top local stories we're following this hour for you. The latest English and math test results for Maryland 3rd through 8th graders are out. So what do the scores show?
Overall, nearly half, 47% of all students in 3rd to 8th grades scored on a proficient level in the subject of English language arts. Well, that's a bit better than 2022 across the board. Achievement gaps for Black and Latino students are stark. A majority of white and Asian students scored proficient, roughly double that of Black and Latino ones. In math, nearly a quarter of all students got proficient scores, but the racial gap is wider. Black and Latino students only scored about a third as well as white ones, and less than a quarter of Asian kids. School-level comprehensive assessment program results are due out next month. Matt Small, WTOP News. An early look at how 3rd through 8th graders in Maryland are doing in math and English. I'm Matt Small.
Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. We're getting a fresh look at how some students in our region are mastering math and English. Maryland public school students are showing improvements, but the latest state test scores are still raising some concerns.
In the subject of English language arts, overall nearly half, 47% of all students in 3rd to 8th grades scored on a proficient level, slightly better than about 44% a year earlier. When it comes to math, nearly a quarter of those kids got proficient scores. That's about a 3 percentage point rise from test scores in 2022, but those scores don't exceed pre-pandemic ones. Maryland Matters reports the state's Board of Education says main achievement gaps exist between white students and those of Black and Latino descent. More detailed school-level results are to be released next month. Matt Small, WTOP News.